So you're at a point where you're going,
and it's like totally socially acceptable.
And I'm just like, fuck you back!
And then you're like, oh my god, because she ended up getting yoga.
Right.
She's like, get your tea right, lady.
And then go some CBD.
That was 10 years ago then.
That was easily.
Yeah.
I was 30. I just turned 40.
I'm like 2 weeks ago.
minutes and you realize you still can't do anything. And then, like, 83 minutes and you're like, why the fuck did I do anything? Because I was able to do it the whole time. That's the reality. And all those times we're able to do everything. You know, the illusion of time really needs to be erased. Like, it is. All we have is right now. So
I feel like, yeah, we're getting pressured to kind of, like, move at a digital pace. But, like, humans, like, aren't, we're not robots.
Right.
Like, we move more like trees than we do,
we're
like,
supposed to move more like trees. Yeah. But trees are rooted. We're not.
I mean,
that's the problem. If we have roots, well, that's the thing. That's the point. Like, root yourself in something so that you can sway like a tree instead of be a robot.
Literally. You can be rooted in your heart.
Whatever the
you don't
is.
Have to be rooted and stay one
no,
place.
Whatever the thing is. Yeah. But, like, a foundation. I think, you know, we have a really beautiful foundation that we can do anything, anywhere, anytime. Exactly. Notice nature and dance in it, right?
Literally. Was like, I want to tell you what I'm doing.
Tell me everything.
So basically, I'm going to end this live thing.
Okay, bye. Instagram live. How's that we can find you?
At Monroe King on Instagram is the best way to stay in touch and plugged into like, all offerings.
All things Monroe.
Exactly. And let me just say this, sorry.
No, don't worry.
I feel like I'm going to be one of those people who like doesn't pay attention.
Just being a robot. Your computer is a phone.
Basically, so I've been doing channeling and mediumship.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I just realized something.
Okay.
So I've been starting for like a decade, right?
Right.
And then I basically just realized I've been channeling like the whole time. So I was like channeling doing these songs.
Okay.
Like writing them.
Okay.
In like a channeling state, but it was sort of like semi-unconscious. And then recently I've been taking this course, and it's really all about like really developing the like, channeling ability, which literally all of us have the ability.
Just, how do we talk into it?
Meditation is a big way, but also like self-hypnosis. Like hypnosis is huge. And then really like getting familiar with like, I call them like the spiritual boardroom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like all of your guides and ancestors and like angels and
fairies.
Jesus
yeah.
and fairies.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you believe in that like provides like power and love and healing,
mm-hmm.
like can be called upon. You know,
anytime.
Honestly, I've been working with my higher self from like the fifth dimension to the 12th dimension
mm-hmm.
because like we used to have 12 DNA strands
mm-hmm.
and now we only have two.
Mm-hmm.
So like humans like are trying to kind of like evolve to get like 5 DNA strands.
Mm-hmm.
So like, really honest, all that means like that's just a complicated way of saying like we just need to remember who we really are
mm-hmm.
and like our soul's purpose and like,
right.
how, like why we came here. You know.
So why did you come here?
I mean, it's interesting because I think that I'm meant to like do sound healing.
Yeah, well, you're doing it.
I'm doing it, but also in a way like a shamanic sound healing
right.
experiences that are really geared towards like movement and dance
mm-hmm.
because like that's how like channeling like the whirling dervishes
mm-hmm.
in Turkey like used to basically do a static dance and twirling around until they got into like altered states of consciousness
mm-hmm.
and trance.
It's like ayahuasca dancing.
Exactly. But like, you know, drugs are like a
oh,
shortcut.
Yeah.
There are shortcuts to like basically our body to have the capabilities. It just takes work.
Right.
You know?
It takes work.
It was like any shortcut
work.
Has a side effect.
Right.
Just, you know, like when you work for something, you like really dig in and you like, you know, when you work out, like, yoga class.
Right.
And then afterwards you get to like feel all that energy.
Yeah.
That's who you really are.
I went after the show sometimes, I call it a spiritual workout. There are guests that I have on where I'm like drenched sweating afterwards. I'm like, oh my God, that was amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sweating right now. But it's true. It's true. When I get into a great conversation, that's just like natural for me to release the endorphins of magic.
But that's like connection.
I love it.
Yeah. Like, I think we're here. I think we're all here to connect.
Mm-hmm.
To, like deeper than we are able to. Like
mm-hmm.
deeper than we thought we were able to.
Yeah.
You know, like that's the whole
Absolutely.
Point. Like to get stronger and better.
You know, it's interesting you're saying.
I move like a tree, not like a, like not getting stronger and better
right.
like a fucking app or like a robot, but like
mm-hmm.
stronger and better like nature.
Yeah.
I just watched this documentary. It was wonderful. The Biggest Little Farm.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen
Amazing.
It? It's about the Apricot Lane Farm,
mm-hmm.
Which has the best produce I've ever had in my life. Like, Jelena, Jusso, all of these
oh,
incredible
yeah.
restaurants use them. And they basically did it all on regenerative farming. So that's another key component. I just started composting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's, like, really embracing, like, it's all about really embracing, like, conscious death.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, essentially, I was in Italy for 45 days over the summer. And it's, like, naturally, like, we do that there naturally.
Totally.
Here I feel so forced. You know, it's, like, they just, like, here people are just so disconnected. You know, like, you know, we have the olive groves, and we have our olive oil, and we have the wine, and the earth, and the peach trees, and everything. And it's just naturally, without, like, harvesting. Like, I'm not a harvester, by name, you know?
Right.
But when I'm there, it's just, I feel like I know what to do. Because I don't, and I called the house, the property manager, like, when I get there, turn all the, you know, internet off and everything. I was like, I need to, like, decompress from America.
Seriously?
I need to detach from America. So we had, like, no internet. I had no phone there.
Oh,
I had no television there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, that 45 days of just, like, not having to hear about anything, anyone, what's happening. And just, like, running around, like, you know, all over the property, and just having the best time.
Yeah.
And, like, going down the well and getting, like, the well water and, like, getting the peach. It was, like, that's so good.
Okay.
And I was, like, oh, you're back to going to America. I'm, like, no!
Okay.
I'm, like, Americans that love my American flag scare me.
Seriously. I know.
So,
yeah, really like, a moral, like, crossroads here.
Yeah, standstill.
Yeah.
Oh, but, so, you know, it's beautiful to find places to
go. I love the United States.
So, I love the
This is my home. You know, I realized this. Like, I was, like, wherever I'm, like, kind of saying people, you know, like, middle America, like, wherever I'm saying, you know, that they're less than me is, like, not integrated.
Yeah.
Like, those are our brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I appreciate all of that. But I think, for me, with the statement that I said, like, I don't want to come back here, it's not that I want to come back to America. It's the most, for me, it's beautiful. I have a beautiful home in Colorado, a beautiful home here, a beautiful home in Florida. I get America.
Right.
I get why it's so beautiful. I get why people save their money from Europe to come here for, like, a week. I get
yeah.
it. What shifts me is the energy of the American.
I know you're saying.
Not America.
Like, the toxic American
yeah.
energy.
And I think, you know, we're going to talk about politics, but whatever. I think, you know, the great thing about the president, we can say there's great things, I think there are, is that, like, he's exposed people for who they are.
Right.
You know, like, I want, like, the Amazon says, when you see crazy walking down the street, cross the street. So I want to know who the crazy is. So I have the opportunity and I have the option to cross the street. So, like, show me who you are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's scary when people show you who they are. And I lot of like that. They have reared their head in this country to show us who they are, and it's scary.
Right.
You know,
well, so, I definitely, I know, I feel silenced in a lot of ways politically because, like, I, you know, there's a lot of sensitive groups, and they really are very vocal. And, like, you know, once they get a taste of power, they like don't want to let it go, and I think they actually are mildly abusing it in some ways.
But you're so humble and cute.
No, it's true. It's like,
you come at me.
I want to feel like I can say my truth, and I want to live in California. I don't always feel like I can. I like feel like I'm reasonable. For, I feel like politically reasonable.
Right.
Let me like have both.
I am.
And I don't want, like, I don't like want to be extremist in any sense.
No, I just want to like do what's feel like do what's right. You know, I think that's the middle thing. It's like when there's so much wrong in the world, just
I think
right.
Honestly, I feel farmers should rule. Honestly, if farmers were in charge, I feel like we'd have a lot less problems.
And we wouldn't have daylight savings.
But you should not let money people. Yeah.
It's like unnecessary. I mean, you're right. We don't have money people making this sentence.
Yeah.
But I think that's slowly like happening. You have a great friend, like, you have to meet her, Taja Seville. She does urban farming where she teaches kids, inner city kids, how to build a farm on the roof of the building.
Right.
So it's like, you know, there's opportunity everywhere, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Like, if someone can see urban farming and see like your roof is the, has the capability to grow things, like, and tap into that, like, the consciousness is shifting.
I think, like, the relationship I'm really shifting this summer is like my relationship to trash, which is like my usage of plastic. I've really been, I've taken on the Plastic Free July Challenge. Have you heard about this?
No.
It's like a whole thing on Instagram. It's Plastic Free July Challenge. And basically, it's just a matter of like really trying to be as plastic free as possible. And like whenever I go on the beach in Venice, like even at the 4th of July, there's plastic everywhere. And I'll go on a jog and I'm just like, I pick up a handful of trash at least. And then I really thank it.
Right.
Like, I thank it because, like, I can't let this, like if I let it, it'll like just, I'll get angry. And then it's like, that's like eating the trash.
Right.
Like, I don't want to eat the trash. Right. But I want to say thank you. You like nourish someone's body. You know, like when I do use plastic, which I do use plastic sometimes, I just have like more appreciation and more of like an honoring of like, this is a privilege. Like 2019, like, you get to have like plastic. Like, it's a resource that, like, we've never been able to have before. And I think it's definitely being misused. And like, we're seeing evidence of that in the oceans. And, you know, that's, I love
it's not like, you know, it's not banning plastic. I always say it's like banning humans. You know, it's like the humans are the problem. The plastic's not the problem. Humans are the problem. How they like just disregard things. You know, it's like, and then when you ban a straw,
don't know any better,
well, you know, people don't, but that's why it's like, you know, there's conscious creation, unconscious creation, and conscious conversation, like the one we're having right now. But I guess the whole thing here, I'm not some friends. But what I was going into was like the whole fact that, you know, it's fascinating how we'll ban a straw, but we won't ban an AR-15.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like we have such a disconnect to things. Like, it's so obvious. It's like a turtle, someone saw a turtle had a straw in its nose or something, and everyone went outraged. And all of a sudden, plastic straws. And the funny thing about like all those companies throughout the years, you know, there's like those Dixie straws or whatever, like these are established companies that are suffering because all the people plastic straws, and now they're like out of business.
Yeah, but they're also in the oil industry.
Not all plastic straw companies.
Love for myself, and like for what
cocaine, and we'll be right back.
Yay!
You're listening to Max and Friends with Max Tucci, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, talker, this is Max and Friends. We're kicking in the studio right now. The Bro King is here, and my next guest just joined me. I'm so excited. Allison, I'm sorry, is here. And you are doing that thing, the Polish Woman.
Yes.
Yeah, this is how we do radio. You just walk in the studio, park the car, and you're here now.
Ah.
We're just talking about love and increasing the vibration of love. And I love your products, Lab to Beauty.
Oh, I love you.
I adore it. Thank you. We met the Polish Woman.
Yes.
You can't. We won a Telly Award, by the way. So that was a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. That's huge for Best Web Series, which is cool. So Monroe, so you know Monroe sings the intro for my song for years. Like, the intro to my song has been Monroe.
Oh, yeah.
So, and she's like rapping in music. And so it's fun that you're here because Lab to Beauty, I discovered through the Polish Woman, through Jessica and through her sister, Andrea.
Yes.
And when I find products like you, I'm sure, like we become obsessed with
it. Yeah.
And I became obsessed with Lab to Beauty, especially the drops.
Yes.
The drops. Lemon is my jam. I just ordered some online.
People use that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god.
And I have a package waiting for me before because I just ordered some. But if you go to labtobeauty.com, you can use our promo code MAX10 to get 10% off on your purchase. And it's one of my favorite things. Literally, when I was going through like my anxiety with like doing the show and next door and everything, this was like my lifesaver. You know, I was like, do I have to take the label off when I travel?
No, they don't care.
No, they don't care. They're looking for bonds and stuff.
Yes,
so tell us about your company, how you started it, why you started it, and what's going on.
Sure. So my sister, Catherine, and I created Love to Beauty together.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been making natural skincare together for the past like 7-8 years.
Okay.
Our first brand that we created is Bogavia.
I love Bogavia.
I met your sister. You got me a coat because out here in the airline.
Yeah.
But you know, my hair grew.
Like
at night.
Yeah.
I love
lavender, and it's
wait,
nice.
Is it a different bottle? Same bottle.
Yeah, and it's great because they're like, the lavender is so nice before bed and just put it on. And I just
forgot.
I'm not one of those girls. Yeah, you still use it. Yeah. Instead of opening it, it's a little tight.
Yeah, that product is insane.
You see how I know your
product? So this is vanilla, and I thought that vanilla was like rare now.
It's so expensive.
I know, it's $1,000 for like a pound, but it's worth it for that beautiful experience.
I don't. My sister and I, I'm the one who I'm like, I will not, we cannot cut corners on that. Oh, she's always
I'm telling you.
So I drive her crazy.
What is that one?
The deep condition hair gel.
Oh, I love that.
It's like avocado olive oil.
And that was tail. Buys at Erewhon. So you can find that right now.
I know, I haven't tried your hair stuff yet. I have platinum hair.
So my sister, when she went platinum, her hairdresser was like, how is your hair staying so healthy? And the deep condition hair treatment. And like, use that as your daily conditioner.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fun. You see? And you know, I love when I get a package of vanilla from you. It's like exclusively made for Max Tucci.
Oh,
and I'm like, you know what? I kind of want that sticker on the outside of the box so my mail carrier is like, what is that?
I think that
sticker on the outside of the box is so, because you know it's arrived.
Yeah,
it's like exclusively made for Max Tucci.
That's
right. I love when I like an order from you and I have literally, I just placed an order and when I was going to Italy, I was freaking out. I'm like, oh my god, I think I even like messaged you. I'm like, I'm going to Italy and this fucking like being in America is giving me so much anxiety. I'm like, I need my lemon drops, and then you sent me the chocolate.
Yes.
I was like, oh my god, this is the chocolate drops.
Wait,
right
I tired?
Oh my god, open your mouth. Come on.
You need coffee.
I don't know that. Yep. And then, so tell us about the other drops you have.
Wait, what's the potency like?
It's 10 milligrams, another 10. There you go.
And these are by far the best tasting drops, right? Because we use coconut oil instead of olive oil, so it doesn't have that, like, lemon horrible experience, right?
You see?
Yeah, but it is like, kind of like a lemon, like coconut.
There you go.
Macaroon or something, yeah. You know?
And acidity, I don't like, just equalize you. Sell the other products on the show because like, they're just such bullshit, so many products. But like this is a testament. Like you're here because I love the product. I love you, you're fabulous. I think you're the most generous person I've ever met. And then when you were on Jess's show, the polish woman was like, okay, Jess is like, isn't she the best love? I'm like, the best.
Aww,
and the product is the best. And it's just like everything. So summertime, what are some summer tips?
Yes, that hyaluronic hydration gel that you are going to bring up is everything. So it's 20% vegan hyaluronic acid. That is a wild amount. So it's gonna weightlessly hydrate, it's youth in a bottle.
Okay.
And it just
I
think it's
incredible.
And so it has CBD.
So does the CBD, do you like feel it? Do you like how much do you actually absorb the CBD?
So you can absorb it.
Did I try some of that?
Ooh. Yeah. Wait till you feel that. So the CBD, especially for the skin and our skincare, is going to just deliver a really nice soothing anti-inflammatory experience. It works as an incredible makeup primer. It really affirms. And what I experienced with it, you know, that like, the trend of like glass-like skin, this helps to achieve that. No, I feel it. It's like, that's why I've always loved your products, actually. It's like, because they're really lightweight, but they're really nourishing and hydrating.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's what it's all about. So that's a great summer, year-round product.
It is. It's summer in Florida all year round. And California, actually not. There's a misconception that it was summer because it was cold last year.
Well, this was an abnormal year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, I think, oh, and then the lip balm, I love.
And I have that with the CBD collection, too. I didn't have it delivered to
you. That's okay.
So I'll send it with that.
Body balm.
The body was amazing. And wait till you smell it. So some of the summer tips are?
Some other summer tips are definitely everything you want that weightless experience. So that was a great answer to all of our products. The clarifying cleansing gel product. Sunscreen and sweating so our pores can get so clogged.
Top, yeah.
So focusing on like pore focus. Mm-hmm. So the clarifying cleansing gel for a deep pore cleanse, it has fruit enzymes to exfoliate, so that's a great summer wash because you need an extra pore purification and the new purifying face mask.
Okay.
So those are two great summer tips to really focus a lot more on your pores during the summer because they're gonna get clogged so much more from the sweat and the sunscreen.
I got you.
And then I would say that
the cooling stuff, the cooling mask.
Isn't that nice?
It's on the back of my neck when you were talking. I was like, I go by the pool and I had this, I put this in the back of my neck, I would literally like
cool. Yeah, so that's a great point. Summer beauty is all about you need to have a cooling experience. So with my Lab to Beauty collection, the entire body, Lab to Beauty body that's at Barney's, it has that peppermint, rosemary mint cooling experience. So every step of the way you get that cooling, so that's a great summer
body.
Cooling
is
fine.
There you go. Well, we're going to play some music.
Okay.
We're going to stick around. Actually, we're going to do a whole other show with you, but I wanted you to be part of this show because I felt that there was a connection.
And there was.
I didn't know what it was. I didn't sense for the show. I'm like, just throw her in the studio because she's going to be on Women Row. And I just nearly go in the
I love it.
To meet her. Show into our show, but we're gonna do the next one.
Okay.
So we're okay.
Mommy said hi.
You say you did. Is that what we're gonna play?
Yeah.
Because that's what this product does.
I know. I feel really high. Let's do it.
All right. Well, we're okay. I adore you, Allison. You're gonna be on the show next week, so don't go anywhere. We're gonna give them all. We're gonna give them a scoop. I know it's like wrapping around here, but time is limited, so we have to like jump into this. So
yeah.
It's time. It totally is. Yeah. It's fake. We made it up, and there's watches and everything. That's why it's like. Exclusively for Monroe King. There you go. So we're going to play your songs and it's perfect. high, because that's like, the product doesn't make you high, so let's just put that out there for those who think that CBD makes you high. It doesn't, but it makes you high in love. It makes you high that you just feel that it raises the vibration of who you are. Set up a song, we're gonna play it out.
Yeah, the song is about like just getting a little high.
It is.
Love. Yeah, it's definitely about love.
Look, I gotta tell, this is like the key to my heart. I gotta swallow it.
He's not, you're drooling. I can see he's drooling.
I'm seeing like Monroe drooling too.
I was like smiling.
My mom, after she jumps in the pool floor, she takes the conditioner and she like puts it in her hair. And I'm like, I was like scolding the husband. I'm like, where's my hair products? And she's like, you not put them in the cabana. I'm like, why? And she goes, she uses them when she gets out of the pool. I'm like, oh, I gotta have a conversation with her. So they put Gina. Mama Gina steals her shit. But alright, Monroe, set up the song. Is it? That's my mom.
Mama Gina.
She's the best. She's the best. I'll show a picture. She's like 70, she's gonna be 77 or 8. She looks flawless. She's the best, and you'll see her. I'll show you a photo. Monroe, so set up the song. Let you go. We're gonna do spot night.
I know, yeah, we're gonna do spot night for sure. The song is called Got Me So High. I did it with PJ Bianco.
Okay.
And we recorded it in Miami.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's got like a grunge pop vibe, so yeah, enjoy.
Beautiful. Well, I'm gonna see you soon.
Totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
How long are you down for?
I leave Monday, but I'm back August.
Okay.
It might be August when we play this. So I'll be back. I'm here right now. I'll see you tomorrow. All right, y'all, if you're tuning in, we're gonna play Monroe King's song, Got Me So High. You know, I love Monroe because every Sunday you all hear it here, and even though Monroe's not in the studio physically, like every Sunday Monroe's in the studio. So I love you for that. Thank you.
Yeah.
All these years later. All right, y'all, I love you. Take life to the max, but really, you know what? This week, when you go to this week, you know, we're talking about love, we're talking about like raising vibration, we're talking about all these wonderful things in nature and stuff. Get out into nature and just watch what it does. And look around and notice that what it's doing, you can do too. So until next time, good night, your karma. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends. Here's Monroe King's song, Got Me So High. Talk to you next Sunday.
To Max and Friends with Max Tucci, right here on LA Talk Radio.